Torn Voices with Joshua Watkins, where we bridge divides and foster unity through balanced, unbiased political news and insightful discussions that connect us all. I'm your host, Joshua Watkins. In this episode, we're diving deep into the twists and turns of the 2024 presidential campaign. We're going to lay it all out, the controversy stirring between Republican nominee Donald Trump and presumed Democratic nominee Vice President Kamala Harris over conflicting debate plans, the role and reactions of media outlets, and the impact this debate could have on the already heated election season. So, let's get started. The spotlight today falls on former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris, the two key players of the 2024 presidential race, who find themselves crisscrossing swords over their debate plans. Trump has recently affirmed his participation in a debate orchestrated by Fox News, planned for the 4th of September. This has kindled a storm of contention, as Harris's campaign remains unwavering, sticking to the initial ABC News debate lined up for the 10th of September. Unraveling the words straight from the horse's mouth, Trump took to social media, stating that he will cross swords with Harris in the Fox News debate, originally meant for Joe Biden. With Biden no longer in the game, and Trump himself embroiled in a legal battle against ABC Network and George Stephanopoulos, the debate had to be recommenced. This controversial debate, whose exact location is still under wraps, is scheduled to take place in Pennsylvania and promises a packed audience in the stands. Eager onlookers will be hooked as moderators Brett Beyer and Martha McCallum take center stage. Quite the news to digest, isn't it? But of course, every action brings a reaction. Harris's retort came swift and strong, criticizing Trump for trying to shift the goalposts of the agreed-upon debate. Michael Tyler, the communication director for Harris's campaign, voiced his disapproval, calling out Trump to honor the original debate commitment with ABC News on the 10th of September. Harris's camp is open to discussing future debates, but sticks by the first step, the debate unanimously decided by both campaigns. Always one to make her voice heard, Vice President Harris stepped up to the plate, questioning the switch from the once assertive anytime, any place, to a cautious retreat to one particular time in a safe haven, as Trump seems to be suggesting. She remains steadfast, ready to hold up her end of the deal and show up for the original plan on September 10th. Her message to Trump is clear. I hope to see him there. Reflecting a bit of context here, this spat falls in the aftermath of a rocky debate season. Trump and then-nominee Biden had given their nods in May for two presidential debates. After a disappointing performance in the first debate held on CNN in June, Biden backed out and Harris stepped up. Fast forward to now, and we see Harris ready to retaliate, calling out Trump for backpedaling on the September 10th debate agreement. As CBS News waits on comments from Fox News and extends invitations for vice presidential and presidential debates, the temperature keeps rising. With the impending Democratic National Convention set to officially confirm Harris's nomination, this debate drama only adds more spice to the already simmering election season. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Informed Voices with Joshua Watkins. As we continue our journey through this political landscape, we promise to keep you up to date on the latest twists and turns. Remember, staying informed is the first step towards creating meaningful changes. Don't forget to check the show notes for any links or articles mentioned in today's episode. If something strikes your curiosity, don't hesitate to send us a message. Until next time, this is Joshua Watkins signing off.